Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1377. And this is dated on the 27th day of Teves, Baruch Hashem, Tavshiyud Beis, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. This is a letter in Yiddish. The Rebbe says, it's been a long time since I've heard from you. And I'm very interested to know, first of all, how are you feeling? How is your health? How is your wife? May she live. And also, with regards to that which we have spoken when you visited me about the house, about the neighbors, and so on, and also about the spiritual side, how about to influencing the children in the spirit that we spoke about, to making sure that they will be influenced? I wanted hereby to reemphasize my words as I heard from my father-in-law. And if you notice, the Rebbe always, in every letter almost, always injects his father-in-law, no matter what. Always his father-in-law. Pay attention, you'll see that almost in every letter, the Rebbe puts in his father-in-law. So, and as we see this also, my father-in-law said this, you can actually see this with your eyes of flesh, you know, you can live physical eyes. Then there is no doubt that when you speak once and a second time and more, in the end you will accomplish at least partially. So you got to keep on talking and you will impact with them. Especially when you speak with children and you speak in a peaceful way. And the words of the wise, the Rebbe quotes, is benachas nishmoyim. They're listened to when they're said gently, when they're given over in a gentle way. I am attaching here a record of that which I spoke for the students when last Hanukkah they came in.